Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we're going to be reading a story called There's Someone Under the Bed Pretending to Be My Daughter by SaltyAstronaut77 from Reddit. I hope you enjoy this story. Let me know if you do in the comments below or wherever you are. Let's get started. I used to think kids just had wild imaginations. Monsters in the closet, shadows at the window, whispers in the dark. Normal fears, things you grow out of once the world shows you it's not all that magical or all that scary. I don't think that anymore. My daughter Eva was always a bright, happy child. A little shy, maybe, but deeply curious. She loved books, bugs, and building block towers taller than she was. At 6, she still needed a nightlight, still gripped my hand a bit too tightly when we walked past the basement door. She was always afraid of the dark. But it started with whispers. One night last month, I heard her talking in her room. It was past 10. I figured she was reading out loud to her stuffed animals again. I pushed the door open. Eva? I whispered. She turned toward me slowly. Too slowly. The way she moved didn't feel right. I'm fine, Daddy, she said. Her voice was flat. Wrong. I walked closer, a cold prickle crawling up my spine. Who are you talking to? She blinked. No one. Her room was empty. I looked in the closet, under the bed. Nothing. She watched me the whole time. Not scared, not confused, just watching, like she was observing me, studying me. I didn't sleep that night. The next week, things got worse. I heard footsteps running down the hallway in the middle of the night. Light, like a child's, but too fast, much too fast. And the house started to smell off, like damp earth, like something rotting behind the walls. One night I found Eva sitting on the hallway floor at 3 a.m., whispering something over and over. I knelt beside her. Sweetheart, what are you doing? Don't listen to her, Daddy. She lies. She looked up at me, her eyes wide and filled with tears. I scooped her up and carried her back to bed. She curled up tight, pulling the covers up to her chin and whispered, There's someone under the bed, pretending to be me. My blood turned to ice. I dropped to my knees and looked. Nothing. The next morning, I found Eva at the breakfast table, humming to herself and smiling like nothing had ever happened. I asked her about the night before. She looked confused. What do you mean? I slept all night. You don't remember sitting in the hallway? She shook her head. Did I sleepwalk again? Maybe. She used to sleepwalk when she was younger. That night, I set up my old baby cam in her room, one with video, just in case. At 2:47 a.m., the baby cam clicked on. Motion. I looked at the screen. Eva sat up in bed. Her eyes were closed. She was whispering, and then she answered herself. Another voice coming from somewhere nearby. Low and guttural, like it was trying to sound like her, but couldn't quite get it right. I ran to her room, heart pounding. She was asleep. I checked under the bed. Still nothing. I told myself it was interference. A glitch in the audio, maybe. But I kept the monitor on the next night, and the one after that, and the whispers didn't stop. Then came the night everything changed. The storm was violent, thunder shaking the windows. Eva came into my room trembling. Daddy, please, she's back. I sat up fast. Who, sweetheart? The one under the bed. She looked at me, her lips quivering. My skin crawled. Okay, I said. Let's go check. She gripped my hand so tightly it hurt. When we reached her room, I saw her, Eva, lying in bed, sleeping, but also somehow standing right beside me. I froze. What the hell? I whispered. Eva, the one holding my hand, squeezed tighter. That's not me. And then the thing in the bed opened its eyes. It stared at me, unblinking. Then it smiled, a wide, unnatural smile. too wide, stretching almost to its ears. The thing that looked like Eva sat up. It didn't speak out loud, but I heard it anyway. In my head, a voice like shattering glass and grinding teeth. You see me now. I grabbed the real Eva. God, I prayed she was the real one, and I ran as far as I could. We spent the rest of the night in a motel. The next morning, I went back to the house alone. It was empty. Eva's bed was made, her toys untouched. Her room smelled of dirt and mold. I checked the baby monitor footage. It showed me tucking her into bed, but on the video, I was smiling. That same too-wide smile. I didn't know what to think. Was I losing my mind? I called a child psychologist. They recommended evaluations, play therapy, the usual routine. But I wasn't imagining what I saw. I know I wasn't. I took Eva to my sister's place two towns over. I didn't tell her everything, just said we were in trouble and needed somewhere to stay. For a few days, things were fine. But then Eva started to draw dozens of pictures all over her bedroom. The same scene over and over. Her asleep, while another Eva crawled out from under the bed, with eyes black as coal and a mouth open too wide. One picture was different. One drawing showed me standing at the foot of her bed, only it wasn't me. My eyes were hollow, empty sockets, and something long and thin was crawling out of my mouth. I gently confronted her. Sweetheart, why are you drawing this? She didn't answer right away. Then she whispered, because she's coming. Who is she? She looked at me. She says she's me, but she's not. She says she wants to be real. She says I took her place. I stared at her. Took her place? What does that mean? Eva's eyes filled with tears. She says she was the one who was supposed to be born, but something went wrong. She says I'm the mistake. A chill ran through me. I went online, deep forums, hidden threads, encrypted subreddits, places people only whisper about. That's where I found it. One post, just a single sentence. There's someone under the bed, pretending to be me. In the comments below, don't let them touch you. They learn by watching. The first isn't always the real one. Never trust the one who smiles. I ran back to my sister's house. Eva was gone, and my sister was lying in the hallway, still breathing but cold, like something had drained the life out of her. The front door was wide open. Wet footprints marked the wooden floor. Small, bare. They went down the steps, out into the street, toward the woods. I ran. Branches scraped my face. The forest was too quiet. No wind, no insects, just nothing. Then I saw her, a small figure crouched, rocking back and forth. Eva, I shouted. She turned to me. She was crying. Daddy, she sobbed. Help me, she's going to take me. I ran to her and wrapped my arms around her. It's okay, I whispered. I've got you. You're safe. She looked up at me, and then her face changed. The tears stopped. Her mouth curled into a smile, too wide. And from somewhere behind me, the real Eva screamed. I turned just in time to see her crawling out from beneath the twisted roots of an old tree. Mud and dead leaves stuck to her skin. Daddy, she cried. That's not me. I looked between them, two identical girls, one smiling, the other crying, one filthy and shaking, the other calm and grinning. I had seconds. I turned to the smiling one. What's your favorite bedtime story? I asked. She blinked. The one about the wolf? She smiled wider. Wrong, I said. Her answer couldn't be further from the truth. I turned and ran to the crying Eva. She threw her arms around me. The other one let out a shriek, high-pitched and inhumane. She dropped to all fours and sprinted back toward the roots. The ground shook. The tree opened like a mouth and it swallowed her whole. We left that night. We burned the house down. Never looked back. I had no explanation for everything that had happened these past few weeks, and that scared me. For all of this, what mattered to me was that I had Eva by my side, safe and sound. A few weeks passed, and everything returned to normal, or at least that's how it seemed. I still couldn't stop thinking about everything that had happened. Sometimes, Eva still wakes up screaming. She says someone's standing in the corner of her room. She says it's still watching. She says it's still learning. Tonight, I woke up in the middle of the night and heard Eva whispering to herself again. Only this time, she was smiling. That's the end of the story. I really hope you enjoyed it. Let me know if you did. And a huge shout out to my patrons for helping make this episode possible. Like this video if you're on YouTube. Like this episode if you're anywhere else. I appreciate the support and I appreciate hearing from you. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next one.